and goldfish, but that's against the law now.
To use goldfish?
Huh?
To use goldfish?
Oh, ooh, they like that.
They don't like that, huh?
They do. Ooh.
Yeah, the fish do, but you can't use goldfish?
No.
Why is that?
It's against the law. They was buying them things and using them for bait.
Suppose they were so bright they caught attention.
Or is it because they're such a good
right.
lure that you can't
Where do you see that red, you know, that color in that water was making a difference? Old trout was going after those things. Don't let them catch you with them anymore. Mm-hmm. Don't even carry yours out of the house when you're going to fishing.
What's this thing that a certain insect makes? You might make one up over in the corner of your house sometime.
Date diver.
Oh, yeah.
Wasps to make a nest in there.
Well, this isn't a nest. This is a thing that is they spin. And to catch insects with.
Oh, spider web.
Okay. Now, would you call that, if it were inside your house, you know, and then sometimes you might get one outside. Would you call it anything different, or would you call it the same
thing? It'll be a spider web outside.
Have you ever heard it called a cobweb?
Yeah, cobweb.
But it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Okay. Trees down underneath the ground have what?
Roots.
What's the kind of tree that you get this stuff to put on your pancakes? What kind of tree gives you that?
Corn.
You know what
Most,
you...
Cane.
What kind of tree?
Maple.
Okay. Now, if you have a whole area of these kind of trees, what would you call that? A whole bunch of them together.
Syrup farm.
Okay. What's that kind of tree you've got out there that makes sense?
Sycamore.
We finally came to that.
What are some of the common trees in the community area?
Well, pecans, cedars, oaks, hickories.
What's the kind of tree that George Washington chopped down?
Cherry.
Okay.
Mulberry.
What's the kind of...
Apple.
This is a poison leaf that may give you a real bad scratching rash.
Thunderwood.
Okay. Can you think of any other names that you... For a poisonous leaf that would give you a bad rash?
I think that's all I ever heard it called, but Thunderwood. Everybody here know it, and
this is a word I have to get you to pronounce, and I don't know if you've ever used it or not. Poison. You ever seen that before?
Mm-hmm.
Sumac or poison sumac?
Smash.
No, sumac.
Sumac.
No, you just haven't heard of it. Okay. Uh-huh. It's not important. Now, what is, you know, the common one? That in high, I can't remember how many leaves it has. But
well, three leaves. It grows in the ground. It's. It also, if you get into
really
it, you get a rash from
it's
it.
It's got three leaves?
Yeah,
green
I
leaves.
Think so. And they're kind of pointed leaves.
Mm, that's a...
You sure don't want to get into it. It's...
Palmetto?
No.
I'll tell you, I'll give you a hint on this. Of course, you know what? I can't say that because you may not call it that.
No, that's right.
It's just in the woods all over, and it's green. It grows close
it's
to the
vine.
Ground.
It's kind of like
a type of vine.
Yeah, I've seen that stuff. It comes out the ground. But what did we call it now? I forgot. You don't see it much more. What in the world was it?